There's a code of silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a code of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt and this is Cutting Through the Matrix on July the 22nd, 2009. Newcomers, look into cuttingthroughthematrix.com website, and if you scroll down the front page, you'll see all the other sites I have up there, and you should bookmark these for future use in case there's trouble with the main servers, as there has been in the past. You can look at cuttingthrough.jenkness.com. cuttingthroughthematrix.net.us.ca. There's also Alan Watt cuttingthroughthematrix.ca and Alan Watt sentinel.eu. The last one has all of the audios, they all have, of the previous shows I've given, and it's for downloadable for free. And you can also get transcripts from that same site written in the various languages of Europe. And remember, the listeners bring me to themselves on this show, because I don't ask for money from advertisers. The money that from the advertisers goes straight to RBN. That pays for all their time, equipment, their personnel, and their bills, and so on. So you keep me going. You, the listeners, keep me going. This is not a business, and the reason I do it is because we're living at an incredible time in history where so much psychology has been used on the public to bring us into a brave new world scenario, and unfortunately it's working. From the other side's point of view, that I had no option but to come out and at least share the knowledge that I had gained over my lifetime with the people out there. So it's up to you to keep me going. You'll find out how to donate at cuttingthroughthematrix.com website. There's PayPal. There's personal checks from the US and Canada. There's Western Union outside of the Americas. There's also MoneyGram, and there's also the smarter ones that use cash and just send cash, because it's far easier for them and cheaper for them to get cash and send it. And it's easier for me to change it on this site as well. The banks take big cuts out of everything else that passes through their hands. So why help them along? Now, there's also those who get discs passed to them. Lots of discs are passed out there, and they wonder how to get in touch with me. They play them on CD players, not on the computer. So you can write to me at Alan Watt, W-A-T-T, Site 41, Box 4, Estaire, which is E-S-T-A-I-R-E, Ontario, Canada. The postal code is P-3-E-4-N-1. That's P for Peter, 3-E for Elizabeth, 4-N for Nora, 1, P-3-E-4-N-1. And you can also buy the books and so on I have for sale. You'll find out what they are and what they're about on the website. We truly are in amazing times. In some ways, it's the best of times and it's the worst of times, because there could never be a time, really, when so much has been done for so long, at least a whole generation, I'm talking about maybe 50, 60 years, on the minds of a public to prepare them for what's to come. And those at the top use the Fabian system of slow incremental changes. That way the herd, that's us, of course, we don't get spooked. If they were to give you a whole bunch of big changes at once, you'd have no problem recognizing totalitarian systems and totalitarianism in itself. Regardless if you call it fascism, communism, or whatever, or any of the other isms, because all systems tend to be fascistic, ultimately, anyway, and the way they're structured from a pyramid cap all the way down to the bottom. That's basic fascism. The true definition of fascism is when government is hand in glove with corporations, big private business. It's called public-private agreements and partnerships, which we've actually got now. Back with more after these messages.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
We'll pay $25,000 of your credit card debt guaranteed. Since 1993, zero debt in 90 days is still the only guaranteed debt relief program available. We'll either solve your debt problems in 90 days or we'll pay you $25,000. Our attorney said we could not make this promise, so we fired them and hired new attorneys, and they just love the idea.
My wife and I thought these guys are nuts, but a few months later, we were totally debt free. This has changed our life and given us a brand new start.
So if you have too much debt of any kind, we want to pay for it. If you are facing foreclosure, we can stop it in one day and you make no payments. That's right, you keep your money. As of this date, we have stopped every single foreclosure and all of our clients are still in their homes, paying no property taxes, no mortgage, no rent, and no chance of having to move anytime soon. We will pay you $25,000 if we cannot solve your debt problems within 90 days. Call now and mention this offer to get your free copy of our 7 Debt Relief Secrets. Call 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that if you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. So using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, discussing all the isms, fascism, communism, socialism, and so on. And technically they're all the same, because the same tentacles come out of the same head, same hydra. That's how the whole system is run. Fabianism, which really set up the socialist system, which was really to take over countries across the whole planet, step by step, very incrementally, intergenerationally, over 100 years, they thought that they could bring in a form of communism, not run by the people, but it'd be a form of fascism at the top, intellectual fascism, you might say, those scientific elites that had the right to rule. And they call themselves the natural aristocracy. However, they'd run the public in a form of communistic style, using eugenics and training. Training was a big thing with them. They could train the lesser species to at least behave in a more civilized fashion. Very pompous and arrogant they were at the Fabian Society. And they were founded by some authors that were prescribed authors, all again, selected for their eugenical ideas and Darwinistic ideas on evolution, superior man, inferior man, and so on. And George Bernard Shaw, one of the founders, actually wrote, was actually a part of a book that was called Man and Superman. The whole idea of Superman came out long before Adolf Hitler. In fact, Adolf Hitler copied much of the Fabian system. The communists really brought in the same kind of system where an elite ruled over the masses, had them working for basically nothing. they called it, say, communism, and they do it through revolution. The problem with that is everyone remembers the revolution. Word of mouth can spread a lot of history from generation to generation and is passed on. Whereas with Fabianism, it's slow and incremental, so much so that those who live through it adapt to it and don't think about passing anything on. They think it's all quite natural. So Fabianism wins out at the end, and this is really where we are today in the last stages of a Fabian system, where it was never designed that the people would have a fair say in anything. In fact, the people really are looked down upon as being pretty well an inferior species. And I kid you not when I say species, because those at the top, especially those founders of Fabianism, believed that somehow they must have evolved in a great leap forward some distant time in the past, and we are the junk that's left over. We're the junk genes, you might say. Therefore, they wanted to bring in a utopia, get the people at the bottom to work towards it, thinking they were going to work for a brighter dawn, and eventually they'd get the public to accept sterilization and accept the scientific regulations they'd bring out to do with forced abortion and all the rest of it. That is Fabianism. And that's also why it's very confusing to people who study the past. When you look at the different systems of isms, they get them all confused. They don't realize there's a lot of crossover between them all, between even left-wing and right-wing. As I say, and it's because it's primarily from the same system. In fascism, they have these public-private deals where they bring them together, and often the CEOs of the corporations go right into politics, get what they want done, pass certain laws to suit their company, and they go back into the same company again, that kind of stuff, back and forth, like musical chairs. And how can any of them serve the ordinary people when they're doing that, and they're all the bigwigs? Plus, they're all selected by the Council on Foreign Relations, as Professor Carl Quigley said, and had been, really, since the late 1880s. Sometimes I'll read things on here. I read an article last year from a science magazine, and I shot it full of holes. You know, first I pointed out the holes, and I shot it full of holes, and they pulled it off the site overnight. That's happened to me a few times. And then last week I mentioned the ITER, the machine that the military was putting all this money into through a corporation in the States. They could live off all kind of organic and waste matter, including, it said, human bodies. Well, as soon as I said that, they pulled it off that night. And they said, oh, it was vegetarian. It became greeny all of a sudden. Maybe machines can go green too, eh? But and there's a big disclaimer at the bottom saying, of course, obviously the government had got on the ball right away too to cover itself after this was exposed and said it was against the Geneva Convention to use corpses, etc., for this kind of thing, to fuel their vehicles. And their time. But in the article, it actually said it could have all these different functions, you know, being a destroyer, etc. But it could also be used as a platform for like a gunship or else a military ambulance. Can you imagine being the patient in the ambulance and this thing that runs on organic fuel runs out of fuel and it's got a brain? Eh? What do you think? Where do you think it's going to find the fuel to get to the hospital? Maybe look through the back door. Eh? But that was pulled, as I say. And then the other articles you mention are laughed at by people until the biggies pick up on it. And I often wonder, you know, is that why the biggies do pick up on it? Because they realize this is true. They check it out for themselves and they make a big thing out of it. And for all the rest of the scoffers out there, suddenly it's true. Suddenly it's true because, you know, the biggies say it. Big ones say it. And I mentioned before about John Holdren, how we should be very, very afraid of who is being put in with alongside Obama there. And I rank them all the same. I think they're all put in there, including Obama. And when we see what they're really into. And remember, the whole thing to do with the greening movement and the sustainability and the Club of Rome's agenda, as they said, they had to create a new war-type scenario and be man against the planet, therefore man was the enemy. So they were going to bring saving the planet together with depopulation and eugenics, etc., to save the world. That's when they came out with the big Ice Age stuff. I called them novels, but they actually were supposed to be serious. And they tried to scare us all, and governments at that time, into accepting all of their demands to save us from an Ice Age. But, of course, they'd have to depopulate the world big time to save what was left of humanity in the process. Well, now it's global warming, you see. And the same guys that are into global warming were churning out the books back in the 70s on the coming Ice Age, and I've given the links to different articles that appeared back in the 60s and 70s from these same people. But here's Fox News, coming out with what we've been saying here. Obama's science czar considered forced abortions, sterilization as population growth solutions. John Holdren, director of the White House's Office of Science and Technology Policy, considered compulsory abortions and other draconian measures to shrink the human population in a 1977 science textbook. That was Ecoscience, which I mentioned before, last week or the week before. And it says here, he also talked about the creation of a planetary regime. That's like global government, right? Planetary regime that would oversee human population levels and control all natural resources. And you see, this is back in 77, as a means of protecting the planet. A planetary regime. What do we see today, in this so-called globalization? We've got a planetary regime. We've got every government on board with anti-terrorism. Who are the terrorists? Every thinking person out there. Across the planet. And across the planet, too, you've got all these articles coming out in mainstream media. We've got to control the population level because of global warming. And who's behind it? The same bunch and same organizations and foundations that founded it, like this character here, all his life, through grants and so on, to scare us about the Ice Age back in the 70s. Same boys using the same tactic, only changed it from ice to hot air. Holdren, who has degrees from MIT and Stanford, and headed a science policy program at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government for the past 13 years, won the unanimous approval of the Senate as the president's chief science advisor. He was confirmed with little fanfare on March 19th as director of the White House's Office of Science and Technology Policy, a 50-person directorate that advises the president on scientific affairs, focusing on energy independence and global warming. Amazing, isn't it? They always get the same guys in with the same mantra. Freezing or warming. Depopulate. But many of Holdren's radical ideas on population control were not brought up at his confirmation hearings. It appears that the senators who scrutinized him had no knowledge of the contents of a textbook he co-authored in 1977 called Ecoscience, Population, Resources, Environments, a copy of which was obtained by FoxNews.com. The mantra of the Rockefellers, in other words. The 1,000-page course book, it's a course book, remember, for university and college, was co-written with environmental activists Paul and Anne Ehrlich. Discusses, and it says, in one passage, seems to advocate totalitarian measures. I wonder if people really get what I'm saying here. A planetary regime, right? And totalitarian measures to curb population growth, which it says could cause an environmental catastrophe. Words are so important. Words have been heard and dismissed by countless people in the past who've suffered because they ignored what they heard. Many of the communistic policies also took into account population sizes. I've talked about the Soviet story, a fantastic video, which is out for sale out there on the net, which for the first time shows you that whenever the socialists took over, they did a massive culling program to bring down populations in certain areas. And everybody heard the words, same with Adolf Hitler. They said it all, but nobody would believe them. We better wake up fast. Back with more after this break.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Hi folks, this is Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix. Reading an article from Fox News on John Holdren, who's the chief science advisor to Obama's administration. A lifelong advocate of reducing the population. I'd call him a yes man, to be honest with you, because they've used every means to get the public to believe that they've got to just take over and depopulate us. And so many cons in the past, and as I say now, it's global warming. In the past, the same characters were about the coming ice age. But the solution to it all was always the same, to reduce the population of, you know, those kinds at the bottom, the wrong sort of people, you see. We're dealing here with people who are terrified to an extent of people. And I think that really goes for totalitarians across the board in all eras. They're terrified of people, insecure, you see. Especially people that they don't even mix with or have nothing to do with. They're terrified of them. To them, they are an alien race, you see. It's like when President Bush said to get him advisors in who knew poor people. He says, I have never known or mixed or talked to poor people. I don't know what they think, he says. And these characters are the same. It's the same with H.G. Wells. H.G. Wells was terrified of the workers that passed the window every day on the way to the factories, the peasant class, he called them. He was terrified because really, you see, he was only a step away from joining them. And he was a snob. He was a want-to-be. he wanted to get up there so badly amongst the aristocracy. He'd do anything and say anything or write anything because he was terrified of hitting the bottom, terrified of the ordinary people. And as I say, when these characters talk about totalitarian regimes, planetary regimes, etc., and mandatory depopulation, they mean what they say. They really do mean what they say. And do you think they're just passing time in an administration at the top of a country? They're just passing time, do you think they're doing it? Or just bringing their hobby with them? This is no hobby. These guys are fanatics. We have the same ones appointed to every parliament across the planet. The Optimum Population Trust as well, same mantra. But at least an Optimum Population Trust, it's all these rich white guys with the titles, sirs and stuff like that, and lords and so on. You know, the other type, the other species that's above us all, that come out from special rules, wombs, and they fall on silk. You know, they mean what they say. But we never believe them, do we? And every time people don't believe them, they suffer. These nutcases with fixed ideas and paranoid delusions, they mean what they say. And when you get lots of them getting funded by big foundations, given power, in this world, money is power. And they have all of the, they have access to all the media to put out their propaganda and television and all their nature shows and so on and so on. Then they can get their way. It says here that Fox obtained a copy, which was obtained by Fox News, of that book, Ecoscience, Population and Resources. It says here that the three authors summarized their guiding principle in a single sentence: to provide a high quality of life for all, there must be fewer people. Now, that's been taken up by the United Nations, who put out a statement a couple of years ago that said we can either have 7 or 8 billion people all living in poverty, or 1 billion living at the same standard of living that we're living at right now. So it's the same, see, it's all the same head that controls all of these characters. That's why they all say the same things. It's no coincidence. At first reported by Front Page magazine, Holdren and his co-authors spent a portion of the book discussing possible government programs that could be used to lower birth rates. Plans include forcing single women to abort their babies or put them up for adoption, and being forced to, by the way, to read the book, implanting sterilizing capsules in people when they reached puberty. Implanting sterilizing capsules. Do you realize we're being sterilized now, and it's in the water? Now, listen to what it says right here in the book. So they put capsules in them, implant capsules that sterilize them when they reach puberty, and spiking water reserves and staple foods with a chemical that would make people sterile. What do you think of that, eh? And I give my mantra every year: people are becoming sterile in the West, have been since the 1950s. They know what's causing it. They, and they've admitted to certain things that do cause it. Not everything that they do, they'll tell us yet. But we know about the bisphenol A and stuff like that, and the synthetic estrogens that they put in the food and make sure that you'd get your bottled water from plastic bottles that give off those stuff. They put it in the chemicals that go into women's cosmetics. They alter the male fetus at the age of 8 to 12 weeks, and he'll never be truly a man. They've known this since the 50s. So here you are, here, these monsters here, we're talking about this very thing. And I've talked about it before, how there are different teams working on this very problem and other problems, how to even bring down your IQ and technically lobotomize that part that gives you your self-preservation. Make you nice and placid, easygoing. Back with more after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saw Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? When he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get how to turn your child's attitude around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-656-4806. 1-800-656-4806. Call now. 1-800-656-4806.
This is Alan Watts. We're cutting through the matrix, just pointing out that these paranoid freaks who have been well paid their entire lives by the big foundations and are often placed throughout universities are now into politics at the top levels in all countries. It's no coincidence. They all get put on the boards of and certain select boards and committees of governments now with official status. Now, government has to do with policies and social policies and planning. Why do you think they're on the boards of government when they are known fanatics for, as far as I'm concerned, genocide? When they want totalitarianism and compulsory sterilization and all this kind of stuff, why are they now suddenly all openly in all Western countries advising governments in an official capacity and getting paid by the taxpayer? It's like socialized medicine. When medicine becomes socialized, run by the government, it's now a political agenda that's being run throughout medicine. You better be very scared of that. It says here, a good part of the book is discussing possible government programs that could be used to lower birth rates. That was Front Page magazine. Those plans include forcing single women to abort their babies or put them up for adoption, implanting sterilizing capsules in people when they reach puberty, and spiking water reserves and staple foods with a chemical that would make people sterile. To help achieve these goals, they formulate a world government scheme. My goodness, they're coming out with it all here. Mainstreaming. They call the planetary regime, which would administer the world's resources and human growth. Well, that's what the United Nations has boasted about for years. It was set up to eventually be in charge of all the world's resources and food as well, which they'll administer to each nation and force you to bring down your population because they will not put up your rations. That is coming. And here's these characters back in the 70s writing about it. And they discuss the development of an armed international organization, a global analog of a police force to which nations would surrender part of their sovereignty. Oh, it's all out in the open. But it's always really been out in the open. It's just that if you ever read or quoted their stuff at a lower level than mainstream, you were laughed and scoffed at. Sad that people need the mainstream to tell them what they think. Brzezinski was quite right, wasn't he? Holdren's office issued a statement to Fox News denying that the ecologist had ever backed any of the measures discussed in his book and suggested reading more recent works authored solely by Holdren for a view to his beliefs. I'll also put up a link where you'll see him getting up out of a meeting recently when a journalist brought up the fact that he was all for abortions and had written lots of papers for a big institute he still works for. And he gets up and denies it, that he's ever talked about abortions or ever been for abortions. Well, that's also called a man who's a liar, isn't it? So it says here, straining to conclude otherwise from passages treating controversies of the day in a three-author, 30-year-old book is a mistake, he says. So that's his excuse. Meanwhile, he's been working for a foundation. It's all to do with sustainability, population reduction, and so on, and writing papers for them on how to achieve it. He's never, ever changed his mind. So I'll put that up there. All these things that I discuss on my talks, I put up on my site at the end of the show. The links are all just scroll down the front page to you see today's show, and you'll see the links there to get to all the different topics I speak about. But, I mean, it's amazing. It's right in your face now. But you know something? People will be distracted so quickly that they'll be onto some other thing, another Michael Jackson thing or something, before you know it. And this will all be forgotten. And even if he's forced to move to the side, he'll still be advising them in some capacity from the backstage. And don't forget, he's not the only one there. Don't ever forget that. There's a lot of them there for the same reasons that he was put there. And these guys mean what they say. They're doing it. They have been doing it. It's quite something, you know. We're in such vicious times today because we, as Huxley said himself, he said, to destroy the cultures would bring us to a stage where there was nothing really to hold any law and order together. Because culture would become so debased. However, you add that to other authors at the same time, like Bertrand Russell and so on, who wanted to bring culture down to an apathetic stage of demoralization and degradation so that they'd go quietly through a change into the new system. Again, the same system that Mr. Holdren was advocating, because they all work for the same worldwide organization, you see. All of them. And at the bottom level, you've got people now who've been raised on video games and slaughter, who now wear police uniforms and military uniforms, who have no moralities, no religion of any kind, or even moral religion to fall back on. It's a psychopathic system we've been given by psychopaths. And that was explained how that happens in the book Pornerology. Political Pornerology, very, very good book on psychopathy, and how when there's so many at the top, they give you a psychopathic culture that we emulate, even if we're not psychopaths at the bottom. But also, it gives power to other psychopaths who are at the bottom. And there's lots of them, too. They're not all at the top. You get low-level ones who either become criminals or policemen. That's generally what they do. And this shows you how debased we've become as we read article after article about the cattle prods that they now call tasers. It's just a taser with wires that electrocute people, and we're accepting this. We've used it on cattle and animals all these years. Now they're using it on the people, which means we're all cattle, you see. See, that's the message that your subconscious gets, that we're just cattle. And this is from Mount Vernon News, the Register. It's from July 16th that says, a federal lawsuit has been filed claiming that two Jefferson County deputies tased three children numerous times and assaulted another last year at the Southern 30 Adolescent Center. These children were about 11 and 12 years of age. This is a lawsuit was filed by the guardian of the four. I think I'm starting to tell you who they are. The lawsuit names Jefferson County Sheriff Roger Mulch and Jefferson County Sheriff's Office Deputies David Bowers and Lonnie Lawler as the defendants. It says the incident allegedly happened on July 4th, 2008, when law enforcement was called to help staff at the center control two 12-year-olds and an 11-year-old who are not the defendants. They were called on in some other thing. And in the common area of the center acting out, the lawsuit specifies the three defendants were not the youth that prompted the call to the police. Without any physical provocation and or physical gestures from RE Deputy David Bowers, he physically pushed R.E., this is one of the children, R.E., they can't tell their names, towards his bunk and shocked him, this 11 and 12-year-olds, pushed him towards his bunk and shocked him repeatedly with his taser. In other words, he electrocuted him, right? It says, R.E. was tased multiple times to multiple occasions on his person, including but not limited to his neck. Deputy Bowers shouted to B.B. to lie down on his bunk and physically, this is another child, B.B., to lie down on his bunk and physically forced him to lie down. Without provocation and or physical gestures from B.B., Deputy Bowers held B.B. down on his bed and shocked him repeatedly with a taser. While he was tasing B.B., Deputy David Bowers threatened to sodomize B.B. Isn't that wonderful? This is what you've got now out there. Do you understand what we're reading here? This is happening across the I've got articles like this across the world coming in all the time. The degradation of society has reached the bottom. And people are now sadomasochistic. The ones with the uniforms tend to be sadists. They get off on power. That's why they get in to the black suits. That's all they've been playing with as toys, as black-clad little toys with big guns who boss the peasants around. And they don't have a cultural morality to hold them in check. It's been destroyed. That was part of the big push that people like Russell and the Huxleys and all these characters and way back to the Wellesleys were pushing for, the destruction of existing civilization. This is the result of it. This is the result of the repeated and excessive tasing. B.B. urinated and defecated on himself. Deputy David Bowers was aware that B.B. urinated himself after the tasing. Shortly thereafter, Deputy David Bowers and Deputy Lonnie Lawler shouted at Z.P., another one, to sit on the couches in the common room. Z.P. sat on the couches without any physical provocation and or threatening gestures. Deputy David Bowers ordered Deputy Lonnie Lawler to handcuff Z.P. This little child, I think it was a female, was doing nothing. While Deputy Lonnie Lawler was placing handcuffs on ZP, Deputy David Bowers began to shock him repeatedly with a taser. ZP was tased multiple times to multiple occasions on his person, etc., etc. And it just went on, and so it goes on for about three times the length of what I've read so far on this sadistic getting off. That's what it is, you see. They get off on what they're doing to children. And here's one here from the Mail Online. Man bursts into flames after being tasered by police. The guy was sniffing gasoline. But don't worry, he was only an Aboriginal. You know, he was like a drunk. That's how they actually pretty well spell it out for you. in the article to dehumanize the victim. Same technique used in war. Dehumanize your enemy. A man whose relatives say he had been sniffing gasoline burst into flames after a police officer tasered him as he ran at the officials carrying a container of fuel, police said today. Now, the police will always tell you their version. They always must tell you their version, which must mean they're getting attacked, you see, to cover their asses. The man, identified by his family as 36-year-old Ronald Mitchell, was in critical condition at a Perth hospital, Western Australia, following the incident yesterday in Warburton, an Aboriginal community northeast of Perth. And it's common, it's like Canada too, with the same problems here, the culture is destroyed. When a culture is destroyed, the people become self-destructive, and they're either sniffing glue, or shooting drugs, or sniffing gasoline. The same problems in Canada. Therefore, they're not productive, so they're looked down upon. And it's encouraged to look down upon them by the big capitalist society in which we all have to work. When police arrived at his mother's house to respond to a complaint, Mr. Mitchell is said to have charged at them while holding a can of petrol and a cigarette lighter. They'd have to say that, wouldn't they? An officer fired the taser, and the dart struck Mr. Mitchell on the bridge of his nose. Imagine firing it in his face in the first place. And he burst into flames. Police doused the fire, which engulfed his head. He was later flown to Perth for treatment to third-degree burns on 20% of his body. Then they go on to, and they get all the higher cops there to, you know, the chiefs of police and so on, to back up the officer doing the right thing and all that kind of stuff, as they always do. But the same thing with that diabetic in Britain about a year ago who was in a coma in a bus. And because he couldn't answer the cops because he was in a coma, they tasered him. They shocked him with a cattle prod and electrocuted him. He woke up in the hospital. He's lucky he woke up. This is happening all over the place now. And then Britain's just given the agreement for thousands of these tasers to be given to non-qualified police officers, kind of like aides and helpers. It's really something, isn't it? It's really something to watch this time. And we're allowing it all to happen. We're allowing all this to happen. Because the public have forgotten that government's supposed to listen to them. And they've been deliberately led along that path to make them forget that government's supposed to work for them. Now they accept they're being governed and ruled. Ruled is the word, really. Exactly what they wanted us to believe and wrote about it years ago in very old, dusty books that aren't read anymore. Anyway, I'll go to the callers now and we'll see who's there. There's Kevin from Texas. Are you there, Kevin? Okay. Is Joe there from Arizona?
Hello?
Hello.
This is Joe.
Yes.
Hey, how you doing?
It's amazing, yeah.
I was wanting to let you know, last night, I'm in Phoenix, and at 10 o'clock last night on the History Channel, and I don't know if you can trust the History Channel, but they went through and explained how HAARP was in Alaska, in Norway. There was five different locations, and how they were, you know, bulging the ionosphere. And they were back in 1952, they created 90% more rain in some part of Europe where they actually washed bodies out to sea. And they were showing actually on TV the planes spraying iodine and regular plane spraying and crisscrossing the sky, and showing how they could do earthquakes. They showed the trail of a Katrina doing a 90-degree angle into New Orleans. They were showing this all on TV. I've been listening to you for probably about 3.5 years now, and I don't have to listen to you no more. I mean, because they're telling us now.
Yeah,
it's in your face. You can watch the regular news, and they're not scared to say it. They're not scared.
You're right, because they know that the public are so dumbed down and literally, I mean physically, brain damaged, deliberately.
I went across the street to a friend's house he's 70 years old, worked for the Department of Defense, and I showed him the crisscrossing in the sky, and in Phoenix, it gets very hot, it's 115, and, condensation doesn't just, hang in the sky, I mean, it dissipates.
Yeah.
He's like, well, I don't know if I believe that. And when I went over and showed him, I said, turn it on to channel 61, look at this, and his mouth dropped, and he tried to get a hold of his son to tell him to watch the channel. And I said, they're not scared to tell us anymore about what they're doing. They don't care. They know that we know, and they don't really give a crap.
You're right. You're right. Absolutely. Because they have damaged the public, and the public can't react anymore.
And they were talking about, like a holdover?
Yeah, hold over, and we'll come back after this break.
Restore the Republic, the social network for the modern revolutionary, activating the silent masses into action. At RestoreTheRepublic.net, we're seizing power from the globalist world controllers and handing it back to the people. RestoreTheRepublic.net, where patriots rally on the objective. The Liberty Bell tolls once again for a movement on the rise. Make RestoreTheRepublic.net your place to unify and activate the revolution.
Had about enough of the bold-faced lies and propaganda, have you? Republic Magazine exposes the mainstream media garbage for what it is. Grab a stack and take America back. Use Republic Magazine to wake the people and crush the corporate-controlled propaganda machines. Page after glossy page of factual information to fuel the second American revolution. Get it all and more at RepublicMagazine.com.
Utopian Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're cutting through the matrix, talking to Joe from Arizona about the spraying, and apparently there's a show on the History, was it the History Channel?
Right.
Yeah, and, showing that they were spraying. By the way, I'll put a link up tonight to show you an agreement between U.S. and Canada.
Well, they were...
It's from a Canadian university to do with weather modification.
Weather wars.
It was back to 1975. Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I've got this, as I say, this link, I'll put it up, from a Canadian university. It's got the agreement that Canada and the U.S. signed to share weather modification, and it's dated 1975.
Well, last night they were showing documentation, and they were showing weather war. They were showing the fact that, you know, they were highlighting the areas of there was weather war going on, and that other countries had agreed not to use it against each other. But what they were doing in Vietnam is they were seeding, cloud seeding the Ho Chi Minh Trail, so all the North Vietnamese could not drive their vehicles down the Ho Chi Minh Trail because there was, you know, so much mud and rain. And the stuff that they showed last night, I mean, I wish you guys could get a clip of it to show on your website.
Yeah, someone's copied it. Maybe they can send me a copy.
Yeah, I didn't get it, but it was unbelievable. It was in your face. They went through so much detail. They showed how exactly the upper the jet stream,
mm-hmm.
how it was flowing from west to east, and they actually changed it, flowing from east to west.
Yes, and I've seen that happen even on the regular media in the past 5 or 6 years, where suddenly you'll see it going off in these weird tangents it never did before, and no comment made by the guy on television at all.
Right, nothing.
Mm-hmm. And it says, actually, in the Weather Warfare Treaty that they signed at the United Nations back in the 70s, that they can cause earthquakes, they can cause tsunamis.
Exactly, and they said
they
the same thing last
famines,
night.
Famines, the droughts in certain areas, and destroy your farming, all of those things. And it also said they can bring the jet stream right down to ground level if they need be, or direct it in any direction they wish to. That
yep.
was something that was a done thing and proven. And you don't do it. You don't write it into a treaty unless you've already done that. You see.
Exactly. And at the end of the show, they said, you know, whoever controls the weather controls the world.
Yes.
What they're doing right now is they're hitting our Midwest, where all our food is being grown.
And the same in Canada. You get it the same time as we get destroyed up here. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And I mean, if they can seed the clouds or create, you know, rain, they can put the fires out in California.
Of course they can. Yeah.
And they don't want to. And
they don't want to. And not only that, in British Columbia, they had a fire going there for about 2 or 3 years solid. And it was started by the Ministry of Forestry Departments as a controlled burn, but
right.
they were using HARP and all the rest of it. And you could actually see thunderbolts coming out of clear skies. It was so hot and intensely hot over it and setting fire to the trees. That was HARP was going. And shortwave enthusiasts could pick it up on their shortwave radios this
right.
coming. So this has been in use for quite a few years now.
Like I said, 1952 is when they were showing the first use of it, 90% more rain in this area, and it was actually washing bodies out to sea.
Yes, and also don't forget the other part of it that's invisible, and that's what it does to the minds of the people. They can direct it on the people's minds, and they've already had reports. I think it was Maine that tested it out to see what would happen, and they found it could actually increase depression and suicide, or turn the frequency a little bit different, a different frequency, and get aggression even from domestic animals. They did a complete study on the people there. So they could have, this is a technotronic era.
So how do we fight these guys, man?
I'll tell you, it won't work by simply pleading with them.
We got to all get together and do something.
That's right.
All right, love you, brother.
Thanks for calling. Well, from Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night, and may your God or your gods go with you.
With recent internet.